Excellent. I'd like to call the meeting to order, please. Would you join me in Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. For the record, Candia Zoning Board of Adjustment, November 23rd, 2021.
Tony's online.
Say again, Tony? Okay.
Good.
Seated to my left is Judith Zott. I'm Bob Petron. Boyd Chivers, Ron Howe. Mark Ramakaitis is not with us this evening. Tony Steinmetz is with us remotely. Hello, Tony.
Hi, Bob.
We're going to run through this. I think we got, thanks for your work on these things, Tony, and supplying some details. Going through the agenda, we're going to start off with old business. Would you mind reading that item for us, Lisa, for the record?
Case 2110, reopen public hearing for discussion. Applicant Ronald W. and Beverly C. Cole, 95 Diamond Hill Road, Candia, New Hampshire, 03034. Owner same, property location same, map 409, lot 161. For a special exception under Article 5, Section 5.02A2, Table of Use Regulations, type of land use, residential. Intent to legalize, per the Town of Candia zoning ordinance, the previously constructed 652 square foot accessory dwelling unit within our home.
Excellent. Thank you. And nobody's been notified of this meeting, so we're not expecting any public. The situation was that she was grandfathered and did not have to come before the board to seek approval for this ADU. So the wheels have been set in motion to reimburse her those funds. As the ZBA does not currently have its own revenue line, that won't happen until next year. Those monies go into a general fund, which is controlled by the Board of Selectmen. So we're petitioning the Board of Selectmen to approve this reimbursement, and I will attend an upcoming meeting in beginning of December to just to usher this through. Shouldn't be a problem that they would say yes. She was, she wasn't required by any means to come before for approval, and we're going to refund her money, and that should be a done deal.
What's the amount of the refund we're looking for here?
Was that $285 or $265? Were you aware of that coming along, Boyd?
No.
Did you hear about it? Okay, Brian knows about it.
I'll make a motion once we get the exact number here.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad Lisa looked into this because it makes it easier for Mrs. Cole, and it's only fair to her.
Yeah, she went to manage a municipal and...
Good for her.
Yep, get it all squared away.
Rather than just, you know?
This is the way it is, and
this is how you
treat it.
Yeah. Yep.
$274.98.
We accept a motion?
Yes, I'd intend a motion for this, please.
I move this board recommend to the Board of Selectmen that we refund to Mrs. Beverly Cole the amount of $274.98, representing the amount she paid for an application for a special exception and a variance that wasn't required by our statute.
Very good. I'll second that motion. All in favor? Petra and I.
Zott,
aye.
And you got abstain, is that correct?
I'm going to abstain because this whole thing.
Okay. So we have three ayes. Oh, wait a minute. Well, Tony was sitting on the board last week, wasn't he?
Yeah.
I beg your pardon, Tony. And your vote is?
Aye. Stein is aye.
Okay. You got that, Lisa? Four ayes?
Yep.
And one abstention?
Yep.
Very good.
Okay.
All right. So we'll get that taken care of, and I'll follow up, and as will you, Boyd, with the BOS.
Hey, Lisa, thanks for following up on that. This is cool.
Good job.
Appreciate it.
Yeah. Approval of minutes is the next item. And ashamedly, I admitted to Lisa that I didn't have a chance to look at them. So I was eyeballing that. I want to continue to just put another eye on it before I make a motion.
Let's put both of them on.
Yeah, I'm money is always, it seems out all very ordinary. Yep, very good. Motion passed. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'd make a motion to approve the minutes of October 26 as presented.
I'll second it.
All in favor? Petra and I?
Zai.
Zai. Zai. Tony?
Simon's aye.
Very good.
Okay,
Howe
good.
Abstain.
And Howe abstained. Thank you, Ron. Got that, Lisa?
I do.
Excellent. Thank you. The next item on the agenda is the ADU dimensional requirements, where we talked about that we're bantering about outside versus interior dimensions, and the thought process being we just wanted to be united on that. So going forward, we all agreed on the same measuring standards.
Which is going to be the interior dimensions.
Yes. Kevin Gagne did some research as well with his colleagues and determined that interior measurements were the norm. I happen to agree with that from a variety of standpoints. If you asked to measure this room, you would measure this room. You wouldn't go outside right. and measure. So we'll measure this room. There's when you have a garage with a structure over, the structure over is not necessarily the usable footprint of the garage. So that gets narrowed down. And right. So interior measurements, and I think that's the way we go. Do we need to vote on this? I think we should, so
sure.
that it's on the record that we're agreeing we're going to go
yeah.
with interior dimensions. Tony, do you have any comment on that?
Can we specify maybe a living area or just overall area?
We can call it, yes, we can specify. We can call it heated living area. We can call it usable living area. There's some names we can put to it. We just have to decide what it's going to be. Heated is common in these parts, but heated doesn't have to be a rule, because you could have a three-season porch that's not living area. Is that correct?
Yes. Kevin right. said they use usable space.
Not heated, usable.
Right, usable.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not overthink this. It's either going to be exterior or interior.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
No.
And I think that was the only issue.
Right.
It wasn't... It's
sometimes we did an exterior, sometimes interior. Now it's going to be interior.
It's always interior.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, so if we have multiple rooms, let me get this straight, all right? If we have multiple rooms, we're going to measure the dimensions, length and width of each room, and then add those numbers up. Is that correct?
That's right. correct.
Yeah.
No, that's nah. not what...
And that can't be more than 750 square feet. Is that correct?
That's correct.
But that's not okay. what they...
Hang on,
do.
Let him finish his thought,
yeah.
please.
Yeah.
Was that it, Tony?
That's it, yeah.
Okay, June's thought?
That's not what I was told. Is what they measure, you just measure, like, this room. If irrespective, you don't have to go measure every single room. You just measure the interior structure of the of that whatever that building is, and that's your usable
I see.
Space.
Instead of,
rather
so
than going
the interior
in,
walls don't count.
They
right.
don't take
okay.
out interior walls. And the guy that I talked to from Manchester, he says, I know it doesn't make sense because you take out the exterior walls, but you don't take out the interior walls. He says you just measure
okay.
whatever.
The
I mean, if you think of this room and we had a living room and a bedroom and a bathroom, it's whatever the interior dimension is.
No. Okay, and if it's irregular, you still measure that.
Yeah,
right.
Accordingly,
it's easy. Yeah.
Yeah. If there's an. Yeah. Okay.
So
if it's an irregular.
No, I have a couple of questions. Stairwells. Do we count that or not count it?
I say we count it if it's open to the living area. If it's been sectioned off, then it's not part of the living area. If it has got a wall and a door, it is not part of the living.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense, but if you have an open stairway that goes up...
And what I can do, and Kevin can do, we talked about this a little bit, is make sure we're a little bit more stringent on the building permits before they come to you guys. So this shouldn't be a factor
okay.
for you guys, because he's going to be measuring those knee walls. He's going to be measuring the stairwells. He's going to be taken out for that. So he should already have those dimensions before it comes to you guys.
Okay.
Just, yeah, you know, I kind of...
Your question is, are they measuring outside or inside? Here's
I have a problem way. With what you're saying, because you put a door at the bottom of the stairwell, and now that's usable interior space. You put a door at the top of the stairwell, and it's not. Well, you know, and that's 3.5 feet times 12, it's another 50 square feet or 40 square feet that's cut out. And, you know, that's a big,
yep.
I mean, that's big enough to make a bathroom.
I recognize your point, and that's the difference between 750 and 800.
Right.
I recognize your point. So now, I guess we need to just clarify, how are we going to define it? And I'll go either way.
And
it's either usable or not.
Yeah. Well, I think maybe, again, we go back to Kevin and see what his
That's what
take
Kevin
would
said.
Be.
That's why I have it. That's I have the note
that's
from
That's what
him.
He said was...
Kevin and Bob's discussion, actually. Interior measurements, usable space.
All right. Why don't we just leave it at that?
We will make sure. I will talk to Kevin a little bit more. We will make sure on our end that we're more stringent with this. So that it's not a question when it comes before you guys.
Okay.
You'll know it's interior, and you'll know
okay.
that it's open or not.
The big policy decision tonight was interior or exterior. Okay. Now it's up to Kevin to decide whether it's usable.
Right.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
All right. So,
motion that this board adopt the policy that we measure any of these structures from interior dimensions.
Yep.
I'll second that.
All right. All in favor, Petra and I?
Zod, I.
Chivers, I.
Steinmetz?
Steinmetz, I.
Thank you.
Steinmetz, I.
Okay, so we have that going forward we'll use interior measurements, and that's going to, a lot of that application details get cleaned up before it reaches this board.
Yep.
Thanks, Lisa.
Yep. Well, that took care of that problem.
ADU ordinance revision proposal, I guess we just have to go over it for the record. We're all familiar with it. How do we form that? There was some verbiage written down here, wasn't there?
Right.
Do you want to make a motion?
Sure. Motion to recommend that the proposed change to number 3 in Article 15, Section 1504E, read as follows. Dwelling units. The final language is going to say this. Adequate sewer and water service shall be provided in accordance with the state of New Hampshire septic system regulations, period.
Okay.
Now, we don't have to, now Tony and I talked about putting a last clause on there and certified by a licensed septic designer, but Lisa says that's redundant.
It is redundant. It's specified in the state regs.
Okay.
Were you clear on that, Tony?
Yeah, we were going to just make it one sentence, right?
Well, yeah. No, we are not doing that now. Yeah, we're going to make it one sentence, not being redundant with state regs.
So, Tony, here's how it's going to read. Adequate sewer and water service shall be provided in accordance with the state of New Hampshire septic system regulations, period. Because the regulations require that to be certified. In order to conform to the regulations, it's got to be certified by a licensed septic designer.
That's right.
So
installer.
Designer.
No, designer.
Sorry, designer. Yep, sorry, yep. Designer.
Because not yep. all installers are designers.
I stand corrected. That's the right
yep.
verbiage.
So, Tony, right. that cleans it up, makes it simple, and it addresses our concerns.
All right. I recognize the motion. I'll second that motion. All in favor? Petra and I?
Zod, I.
How, I?
Chivers, I.
Diamond, I.
Good.
Right.
Now, Lucy, you're going to send this up to the planning board?
I am.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
And they're ready for it.
Good. Then they should dispense with that pretty quickly as well.
Yep.
Well, done.
Any other matters to come before the board?
Lisa, do you have any more housekeeping issues we can address? Any stumbling blocks that you and Kevin find every week that can be fixed?
And let me clarify. We're going to have our own budget line starting in 2022,
yes,
right?
Yes, we are. Yes.
Well, so now we'll get to record those monies that are taken in on behalf of Lisa in the application process.
Good.
Right.
And those monies will go into a ZBA line, not the general funds.
They'll go into escrow account.
Yep.
It's by RSA. Nobody has the authority besides the board to rule how that money is spent. It can't be taken out for anything besides...
But our board decides.
Our cases.
Yep.
And right now, everything goes into the general fund, and...
It gets
the selectmen can use it at will.
Yeah, what happens to the surplus at the end of the year?
At some point in time, we'll say we've got a surplus and we'll turn it over to the town general ledger.
Now, did you get this to...
What happens is there isn't one. There isn't, basically. Because everything that I get in for application fees is being spent already. So on the notice...
It's recovering fees, really.
Yes. So that's what it is. So interest, I guess, what Donna said, interest goes back into the general fund, which is minimal. But it really levels out.
All right, so we'll charge your revenue account with any of the expenses of the zoning board. At the end of the year, it should be
That's
a wash.
Exactly right. That's right. Because right now we're shown as a liability.
Right.
We're bringing in zero cash.
Right, but just don't get the building inspector's fees in there, too. That's a whole different deal.
Completely separate from what I do.
Yep.
ZBA will leave its own line item.
Because it should be a wash.
It's a good accounting practice.
Yeah.
It's by RSA. It should have been done always.
Okay, well, that's even a better advantage. That makes it even sweeter.
Yeah. All the land use boards are supposed to be run that way.
Yeah.
The only one run that way currently is the planning board.
Okay.
So, heritage, et cetera, those are all land use boards.
That's why Donna Becker has to make all those accounting adjustments every week, okay? Because she pays out the general fund,
right,
and she reimburses the general fund from the planning board, so she has to credit one and debit the other.
Oh, sure, yeah.
So it's, okay.
It's a lot.
Oh, it's a wash, but it's a lot of adjustments.
But for us, budget-wise, it's going to be really good because we would have had to go up 100% in noticing fees this year to even get by, and we are over. The ZBA is definitely over
the budget.
Noticing, yep, because of how it's been taken care of this year. But for next year, we won't have to go up again, just like the planning board. We can have level funding, maybe in our webinars and stuff like that.
So your budget's got to go up to account for anticipated increases in expenses.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like the webinars that we do, our books go up a little bit, stuff like that. But we're not going up 50% in our budget because our noticing fees are not where they're supposed to be, or our application fees aren't in there to offset what we're spending. So everything will be good.
All right.
Okay. I got a couple of questions.
Go ahead, Ron.
You know, we have nice signs over here for the selectmen and for the planning board. Is there any reason why the ZBA doesn't have name tags?
Sure, yeah.
Good point.
You know,
well, I think the answer to that is because we're not elected.
And maybe that's true.
Mm.
But I still think, unlike the Agricultural Commission, for instance, that doesn't vote on anything that's,
there's legal and binding.
Yeah. We do.
Well, you're
and
still
I think
appointed.
People deserve to know
you're right,
who's
Ron.
Sitting here.
You're right. Lisa's going to take care of that.
That's one point. Right. The second one, and I don't know why we never did it, when we have alternates, is there a reason why they can't sit at this table?
No, they can sit at the table.
Rather than sitting out here in the audience, I think they should be able to sit at the table, even take part in the discussion.
Absolutely, they can. They're just not a voting member.
And I think it needs to be made clear to the public that that's who's doing what.
It's an RSA that's the
that's
the process. You as a board have to invite them to the table. But everything you just said is part of the RSA. They have.
It's absolutely true.
Yep.
They all are allowed to sit. They're allowed to contribute. They just are not allowed to vote.
We want these people to be active.
Yep.
But then we don't give them anything to do unless somebody happens to not be here.
Point well taken.
So I think they deserve to have the recognition of sitting at the table.
Agreed.
And should be at the table.
Does that mean Tony has to come to the meetings now instead of
sitting
at his table?
Yeah.
And even if you have, you guys have four people, you have a quorum, for the planning board, Rob Jones comes to 99.9% of all of our meetings. He sits at the table unless there's not room. He doesn't always vote unless there's somebody absent. So we could have seven people available, but if there's one person absent, Rudy invites him to sit in for that absent person.
Yeah.
So tonight, Tony would be here, he'd be at the table, and the board would invite him to sit in from Mark.
Okay. Yeah. Going forward, we'll adopt that practice, and I'm not offended if you remind me of a misstep.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony.
Go, Tony.
I'm not there because I got COVID.
Okay.
Oh, really?
We wish you getting better then.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to, you know, give you guys the...
Yeah, well, thank you.
Like, well, thanks.
Nice to see you.
You're one of the 75 this month in Candia that got it, so don't feel alone.
How many?
Thank you.
Last month there were 66 people from the September meeting to the October meeting. There were 66 people. This month there were 75 people in Candia. We have 26 active cases right now. We're up to 540 cases.
In Candia? I'm curious where you're getting that information.
WMUR. You go to the WMUR website. There's a COVID thing. It tells you every time.
Oh, yeah?
50% of the people in Candia are unvaccinated.
Mm-hmm. I had a cold last week. I went and got tested. It came back negative, but I didn't feel
well. We have 50.6% of our people are fully vaccinated. So
What is it nationwide, you know?
It's higher than 50%.
Hmm. All right. Listen, with reference to the minutes, Ron, did you have any more? Thanks for bringing up two good points. We're going to make some changes.
I just think that we need to make.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. And I know we've had this discussion before.
I know we have.
And I don't know why we haven't.
Nothing ever.
But we had that same discussion and said they should sit at the table, and then we didn't do it.
Well, I'm not offended if you remind me of that misstep. Right. So thanks for bringing that up, and I'll never make that change.
I think it's a good idea. That was a great idea about having having the name.
It might be small money
to get that done. We can afford it.
Yeah.
We'll charge the ZBA.
You money guys are all on. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
Seconded by
7:20.
I'll second it.
Seconded by Judith, Peter, and I.
Trevor's eye.
How
eye. Tony.
All right. Very good. Thank you.
Tony, I hope you get better, buddy.
All right.
Yeah,
get well.
Take care, Tony.